Hi, I'm John Nerrell, and welcome to the Mid-Career GPS Podcast. If you're feeling stuck in your career and overwhelmed by what steps to take, I can help you. As an executive and career transition coach, I help my clients prepare, position, and promote who they are and what they do to show up and find a job they love or love the job they have. It's time to start building your mid-career GPS. So let's get started. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to the podcast. It's Q4 of 2021. It is a push to the end of the year. And I am glad you are going to spend some time with me today. Whether you are here for the first time, you've listened to a few episodes, or you've been with me here since the beginning, today is episode 60. And a lot more really good things coming up between now and the end of the year for this podcast. So I am excited to share all of them with you as they develop. But I do want to ask you a favor. If you have not had a chance to rate and review the podcast on your favorite listening platform, by all means, please do. They mean a lot to help this podcast get found in the midst of all of the other podcasts that are out there. And I want to give a special shout out today to Kay Vanover, who was kind enough to write the following review. Kay writes, John Nerrell does a great job addressing concerns for mid-career professionals, including topics relevant to growth and development in a current or new career path. So, Kay, thank you so much for sharing that. I really appreciate it. It certainly confirms for me that the stuff that I'm putting out there is useful and relevant and helpful. So I appreciate you taking the time to review. And if you listen on a platform where you can't review, one of the things you can certainly do is just tag the Mid-Career GPS podcast or Mid-Career GPS podcast on social media, or tag me in it at John Nerrell or at John Nerrell Coaching. Would love to see it. And thank you so much for going ahead to do that. All right. Today, I want to do something a little bit different. I want to share with you a story, and a story that was really inspired and motivated by something that happened last week, which I will tell you about. But when you think about your career, whether you are currently in a leadership role where you're managing staff, or you are directly leading a team, a department, an organization, the truth of the matter is you, as the leader, are pulling from all of your education and experiences. And some of those experiences are based upon the people who you have been managed by. And some of them were probably really good and some not. I often say that who I am as a leader is a combination of all of the things I have learned, that I'm here because of the totality of my experiences, and how I show up and lead is based upon the things that I have seen leaders do that I want to emulate. And for the leaders who I've not been so fond of, to promise I would never do those things either. So for today, I'm going to share a story with you about an amazing manager I had that I only worked with for 5 weeks. So in my best Golden Girls Sophia Petrillo impression, picture it, Baltimore, Maryland, 1994. Now, being a bowler, you're always looking for great places to go bowl. And just a few years prior, a wonderful bowling center in Baltimore opened called Country Club Lanes. Just the name alone, right? And Country Club was the destination in the Baltimore, Washington area for tournament play, league play, and also a really great place to go just for recreational bowling. They had everything. They had an amazing restaurant. The lanes were magnificent. They had this huge concourse that you could walk around in. Great pro shop, great people who ran the pro shop. And it was just a great place to go. And I remember one of my nearest and dearest friends, Vicky, she and I would go over to the bowling center and go bowling at Country Club. And after I graduated from Loyola College in Baltimore, now Loyola University, I stayed there and I had taken a teaching job where I taught for 2 years. And I only taught for 2 years because at the end of the second year, they didn't renew my contract, which is a nice way of saying you got fired. But in education, we say they didn't renew your contract. And when that happened, I obviously was looking for work. I was trying to figure out what I was going to do. And I was a little soured by the whole experience. And I thought, well, I'm not going to go into teaching. I had graduated with a bachelor's degree in psychology. And so one of the benefits at the time of teaching in a private school was that I didn't need to be certified. But if I wanted to teach in a public school, that certification was important. I didn't have it. It wasn't an option for me. A lot of you are struggling or thinking about, do I need another certification? It depends on the industry and where you plan to land. So since I wasn't figuring I was going to become a public school teacher, I didn't need to be certified. And I had also been involved in schools my entire life. I wanted to see what else was out there. So I had taken a part-time job with, at the time, the Young American Bowling Alliance, promoting their in-school bowling program to physical education classes. And I was supplementing my work time with temporary employment. Now, my administrative skills are really good. I type about 70, 80 words a minute. And I loved coming in and taking care of all of the administrative work because I was good at it and I could clean a lot of stuff up. So for a temp, I was really good in that regard. And I thought, well, I'll just go in and do some work and then they'll hire me because it'll be a temp to perm position. And that sadly never happened. But one day I happened to be over at Country Club. And the manager at the time is a wonderful gentleman named Kurt Pisano. And if the name Pisano happens to ring a bell, if you are a bowler, you will know that the Pisano family is legendary when it comes to bowling. And Kurt's dad is probably, without question, the best bowling writer that we've ever had. So there was legacy and history in that name. And so it was always great talking to Kurt. Like we would talk about bowling and stuff like that. So I didn't know him really well, but I knew him well enough that when I went into the bowling center, I was at a tournament. Hi, how are you? We'd have a conversation. And it was always pleasant, which was nice. So I'm talking to Kurt and I'm telling him how I really want to get involved in the bowling industry, but not really sure exactly how to go about doing it. And he happens to mention that he has a full-time position in his bowling center, Monday to Friday, 9 to 5:30. And if I wanted it, it was mine. He said, I will show you whatever you want to learn about the bowling industry. I will teach you as much as I can, but I want you to promise me one thing. If at any point in time you don't like it anymore, or you don't want to do the job, do the right thing. Give me 2 weeks' notice. No hard feelings. Of course, Kurt. Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. He said it so naturally. And I was like, well, yeah, of course I'm going to give you 2 weeks' notice. I've said on this podcast before, quoting a bowling sports psychologist, Dr. Dean Hinnitz, that trust is repeated behavior over time. So it makes sense when we're starting to work with somebody, whether we know them or not, both parties have to establish trust. The way we start establishing trust is by setting up some ground rules and showing up to honor those. When we set those ground rules, we know how to play. And all Kurt was doing was saying, look, I'm happy to hire you, but if I do, here's what we have to agree upon. And I appreciated that so much. And when the first day came for me to be on the job, I was super excited. I was getting ready to learn everything. I remember walking up behind the desk and seeing the bowling center for the first time from behind the desk. and all of the bowling shoes and the register and the lottery machine and learning how to work with the mechanics and call issues in when there was a lane breakdown and getting to know the other people in the bowling center and getting to know the customers, I was happy. I felt as if I was in my element. And friends told me that when you work in a bowling center, you're not really going to want to practice, and going to league at the end of your shift is going to be hard because you've been in the bowling center all day. And I thought, well, I love bowling. That's not going to happen to me, but it did. It actually happened pretty quickly, but that wasn't dissuading me from doing the job. Now, Kurt's wife, Diane, at the time was working as a middle school teacher nearby, and Diane would stop in the bowling center in the afternoons. And because I had taught for 2 years, I thought I could talk teaching with Diane. And I just got really curious. I would ask her how her day was and what lessons was she teaching, and how were the students, and did they say anything funny, and just having a conversation. And I remember every time I talked to Diane about her job and what she was doing, it was as if there was this internal dial that clicked. I was like, huh. And I remember talking to my parents about it. And we opened up a conversation about how badly did I want to get back into education. And when we first talked about it, I dismissed it. But as the week went on, notice the singular there, and another week went on, I thought, gosh, how much do I really miss being a teacher? Now, without question, I am very grateful and blessed that I had wonderful parents and an uncle who were able to basically help me cut a deal for me to go to graduate school full time. And I thought, yeah, let's do this. It was my conversations with Diane that helped me recognize how much I missed being in the classroom and having an impact with students day in and day out. It was that question of, am I called to do more? Am I called to be more? Is there something else in my career that I am meant to do because it is a better fit for me? My hat is off to everybody who works in the bowling industry. It is a hard, hard job. And I raise a glass and I tip my hat. And I put my hands up in the air for all of you because you truly do some amazing work. And it is work that I quickly learned just wasn't a great fit for me. So remember that agreement Kurt made with me? Well, I lasted 3 weeks. And at the end of my third week, I went into his office and I said, I need to talk to you. And he said, okay. I said, remember what you told me when you first hired me, that if I didn't think it was a great fit to do the right thing and give you 2 weeks? He said, yeah. I said, well, I'm going to do the right thing and give you 2 weeks. And he was a little shocked because it was only 3 weeks. And he said, okay, John, tell me why. I said, well, actually, Kurt, it's your wife. And he goes, my wife? What does my wife have to do with it? And I said, I just enjoy all the conversations I have with her about her being a teacher. And what it made me realize was that I missed it so much that I'm going to move back home to New Jersey. I'm going to enroll in a program where I'm going to get my master's in teaching and a certification to teach mathematics. And I'm going to go back in the classroom and I'm going to do it a whole lot differently this time. And I will always be grateful to you and Diane for this moment. And I finished out my 2 weeks. And I moved back to New Jersey, and I enrolled in Monmouth University in the fall of 1994. And in the spring of 1996, I graduated with a Master of Arts degree in teaching and a certification to teach math shortly thereafter. And I landed a job teaching middle school mathematics in the Oakland Public Schools in Oakland, New Jersey, the town right next to the Real Housewives. That's another podcast in and of itself. Those 5 weeks that I worked at Country Club Lanes shifted my entire career path. I ended up having a 25-year career in education that is a direct result of a job that I held for 5 weeks. And the way I watch Kurt show up and lead every single day, the way he handled the conversations with me, absolutely shaped how I interacted with my colleagues, my students, my direct reports, my team members, because he taught me how to set the ground rules and get off to the right start when you begin working with somebody, regardless of whether how much or how well you know them. Well, last Wednesday, I happened to be on social media and I saw a post from a friend of mine that described how shocked he was the Country Club Lanes closed that day. As I understand the story, the person who owned the land sold it, and it had nothing to do with the bowling center. They were leasing the land, as I understand it. And the doors were shuttered. I mean, people came to league Wednesday night and they didn't bowl. And league season just started about a month ago. And as I kept reading the posts and seeing the videos and seeing what happened, I couldn't help but think of my time there. Yes, I've bowled in that center. I've competed in tournaments there. But every time I walked into that building, I would see the control desk and I would go like, I used to work here. I would always mention that. And it was those 5 weeks that had I not said something about my interest in the bowling industry, had Kurt not been there that day to hear it, had he not offered me an opportunity that I was going to welcome and be open to, and that I took it, and that I had a conversation with his wife that led to another one, that led to another one, that got me missing what I had been doing 2 years prior. All of that not happened, I don't know what I would have been doing. Who knows? But that's life. That is the life and the path that it takes. So when you are feeling frustrated and annoyed and aggravated and down because your manager is someone who you don't get along with, or you don't like the way that they lead, or they're not developing you, or they're not doing the things that you think they should be doing, I want you to realize that it's just a blip on your radar. How you show up, what you get to learn from that experience, is what makes you take the control back, because you are entirely responsible for your career. And while Country Club has closed its doors, and I'll never throw a bowling ball in there again, and I'll never walk into that bowling center again, I will always look back on those 5 weeks as a pivotal point in my career that got me to where I am right now. So to Kurt, Diane, all the people I met at Country Club, thank you. You made this bowler get back into education and have a wonderful career that got me to exactly where I am today, to help you navigate your career paths and to be open to opportunities and celebrate them whenever you can. Because when our minds are open, we get to receive so much. And when our hearts are open to the experiences, we get to exponentially receive so much. So never underestimate the power of any job and the connections you may make. All right, my friends, that's my story for today. Stay tuned. Lots more wonderful things to come. But if you're trying to build your mid-career GPS and you're looking for a little bit of help, kindly go over to Amazon, get my book, Your Mid-Career GPS, Four Steps to Figuring Out What's Next. And remember, we build our mid-career GPSs 1 mile or 1 step at a time, and how we show up matters. Make it a great rest of your day. If you enjoyed today's episode and don't want to miss another one, follow on Apple Podcasts or wherever you usually listen, and kindly remember to rate and review. Visit johnnarrell.com to download your free job search tracker and other free mid-career GPS resources right there on my homepage so you can start building your mid-career GPS. Come join my private Facebook group at Your Mid-Career GPS and join an amazing community of people like you who are all working to figure out whatever is next for themselves and their careers. And don't forget to connect with me on LinkedIn and follow me on social at John Narrell Coaching. I'll see you next time.